News Talk 1110 WBT presents This Show Is Cooking with Charles Jenkins.
You the man!
2 hours of fun, entertainment, and education with local, national, and celebrity chefs sharing their favorite recipes and techniques.
Mmm, yummy.
Call with your questions at 704-570-1110 or 1-800-WBT-1110.
What kind of sandwich ain't too fatty?
I have a sandwich.
Now, it's time to fire up the grill and head into the kitchen. Here's your host, Charles Jenkins.
Rumor has it you're a genius.
We just blew in from out of town, looking for a place where you can really get down. Franklin at Orleans is the spot. We'll all be there, keeping it hot. We'll be cooking in the kitchen.
Afternoon and welcome. Welcome to This Show Is Cooking on News Talk 1110 WBT. My name is Charles Jenk and I am your host. And we are here for the next 2 hours with fun food, dining, recipes, everything food related. And we're here to have a good time, of course. We have a fantastic 2 hours coming up. The very first hour, we're going to talk to the general manager and maitre d' of one of the finest restaurants in the region. And the second hour, we'll kind of go to the other side of the fence, and we're going to talk camping cooking with the Carolina Outdoors guys. You know, the guys that are on this morning, Saturday, from 5 to 6 a.m. when everybody is up and, you know, getting up and out. No, I guess, well, some people are, and they know who I'm talking about. Bill Barty, Don Yeager, they'll be with us in the WBT studio kitchen. But this hour, it is my pleasure, my honor to welcome Greg Hardy. He is the general manager and the maitre d' of the McNinch House, restaurant. Welcome to the WBT studio kitchen.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Yeah.
You know, I've got to tell you, Greg, first of all, we met because your wine steward called me. You'd listened to the show and said, want to talk to you about the McNinch House. And I said, you know, I've heard the name. And I would like to know more. And this week I talked to people, Greg, and I said, "You've heard of the McNinch House?" "Oh yeah, I've heard of the McNinch House. Have you been there?" I don't think I have. So this is why you're here. We have to stop this mystery once and for all. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's very perceptive of you, actually. I mean, actually, Wes, who called you, is one of my servers.
Okay.
Wes has been with me about 4 years. He was formerly with the Lamplighter.
Oh, sure.
And he tells me that when he worked there, that all the waiters at Lamplighter said there's no way you can ever get a job at McNinch House.
Really?
So when they closed that restaurant, he pursued us. And he's been a tremendous asset, I have to say. Wes, we had no room for him. We never do. We have a small, very dedicated staff
that's
been with us from the very beginning, practically. And I asked him to come follow us around one night and just see what he thought about it. And from there, he was sort of bitten by the mystery, as you say. And from there, we sort of brought him in slowly and have made a permanent place for Wes. So Wes is good at what we call cold calling.
Yes.
No kidding. So that's why I'm here, apparently.
That's exactly why you're here. He didn't have to be persistent. He caught me the first time. He was extremely pleasant.
Yeah.
And he's good for you guys.
No, I know he is. Well, listen.
Let's talk about the restaurant. This is something else. Tell us the story about the restaurant, please.
Well, I mean, it's a family home. The McNinch House is one of the few Victorian houses in Charlotte that was built in the early 1890s, which would have been the end of Victorian architecture. Sam McNinch, a prominent mayor of the city, 100 years ago or so, raised his family there. And it turns out that after he passed away in the 1920s, one of his daughters lived there another 52 years. Her name was Maddie McNinch. She was a single lady, a school teacher, a spinster who couldn't really afford the property.
Interesting.
So by 1978, the year of her death, the house had fallen into a tremendous disrepair.
Oh, my.
Ellen Davis, a local Charlottean, bought the house that year and began restoring it.
Wow.
She lives there. She's the owner, the original chef, and Ellen has been restoring the house for the past 27 years. It took her 10 years to get it ready to serve dinner in.
Really?
And then she opened in Christmas of 88, and I met her within weeks in the winter of 89, and it was fascinating.
This is a great story. We're going to spend this hour finding out as much as we can about the McNinch House, because I think from what I've already read on your website, which we'll talk about, and what people have told me, it's a dining experience like no other in Charlotte. But let's take a moment. I want to welcome Phil into the kitchen. Phil, thanks for calling. Welcome to the show's Cooking on News Talk 1110 WBT.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Wanted to say, first, I enjoy your show. I work every Saturday. I've listened to every show.
Thank you.
And it's kind of funny. What I do is I do product assemblies at a store. The main thing I've been doing for months is putting grills together.
Oh, no.
And I've put hundreds of barbecue grills together listening to you.
All different brand names?
Yeah.
Really?
All kinds.
Okay.
All kinds. It's one of the big box stores that sells all kinds of grills, and I don't work for them. I'm like a vendor. I do the product assemblies. And I put so many grills together listening to you talk about cooking on grills. It's kind of weird.
Well, I appreciate that.
And the reason I called is I'm a convert now to sea salt.
Yes!
Never,
yes!
Never have I tried it, and I hear almost every week you mention something about it. So last week I went out, and I actually found kosher sea salt.
Oh, really?
And what a difference. I can't believe it. I went home and I didn't tell my wife I bought it. I dumped the salt out of a salt shaker, and I filled it up with the sea salt. Didn't say anything. And the first thing she tried on was a salad, and she looked at me. She said, "Man, these are awfully good tomatoes." I never tasted anything like this. Mm-hmm. And then I told her what it was, and she tried a little on her finger, said, "I can't believe that this is the same stuff."
Phil, you are my hero. Wow.
I don't know how to describe it. It's like, it's crisp. I don't know.
Phil, hold on one second, Phil. Greg, I've been preaching for over 6 months. Take the iodized salt, put it out by your steps. When winter comes and it gets icy, use it there. Buy yourself some kosher salt. Buy yourself some sea salt. But please don't use iodized salt in the kitchen unless you're using it to have an iodized meal. But anyway, so Phil,
exactly,
thank you so much. I'm going to put you on hold because I want to give you something. I want to give you a couple of cookbooks. Here's New York Times bestselling author Adriana Trigiani, Cooking with My Sisters. You hold on, and thank you so much for listening and trying what I said. Greg.
We don't use salt.
You don't use any salt.
We use some salt in cooking, but we do not. We don't want people, you know, seasoning the food after we've given it to them.
There you go. So you don't have it on the table.
We have it nearby.
Nearby, okay. Like the pepper, so that they don't... Because you want them to taste it first, don't you?
Yeah, I don't even see people use salt.
Well, that's...
I mean, that's interesting. Yeah. I mean, by the way, I'm not a cook.
Okay, right. We're talking kitchen, more in the kitchen than
food,
yes.
I'm not a cook.
But see, and you're right, because if you prepare it properly, whether or not the recipe calls for salt, you shouldn't need it at the table. Is that fair?
You really shouldn't.
I'm with you 100%. Okay, now... Let's talk about...
I wonder if my kitchen staff is listening. You guys tune in. If you guys back in the kitchen, tune in to this kosher conversation. Kosher is not a word we use in the South too much.
No, it isn't.
Increasingly.
Kosher salt. Okay, we'll give you a moment to call over to the kitchen. Get them on so they're listening. We'll be right back. You stay in the kitchen, spatula in hand. We'll be right back.